Same in poetry, both verses.
How long, dear stranger, oh, how long shall this bride our delay?
Fly swiftly round ye wheels of time and bring the promised day.
And bring the promised day.
Fly swiftly round ye wheels of time and bring the promised day.
And bring the promised day.
From Mother Heaven where God resides, that holy, happy place,
the New Jerusalem
long comes down,
the New Jerusalem comes down,
adorned with shining grace.
The New Jerusalem
comes down,
the New Jerusalem comes down,
adorned with shining.
Babylon has fallen.
Thank you. How about if we sing a song together? It's been a while since we've done that. And then we've got a cosmopolitan treat. It's a little flat. This is one that I learned from a woman named Noni Presson, who's the zither player for a group called the Perry County Music Makers. They're from Perry County, Tennessee, and they used to be a medicine show group back in the 1930s. And it's one I used to sing a lot last year around Augusta. And it got to be sort of a standard joke around that when something went wrong, everybody would say, well, it's all right now, but it might have been worse. And that's the name of the song. It might have been worse. And your part goes, well, it might have been worse. Everybody knows you never can tell just how things go. Look mighty curious from the first. It's all right now, but it might have been worse. It's real easy. It might have been worse. Everybody knows you never can tell just how things go. You never can tell just how things go. Looked mighty curious from the first. It's all right now, but it might have been worse. Well, I went out to see my gal last night. Was the first time I ever saw her in the light. She was bow-legged, cross-eyed, and knock-kneed too. She could look at New York and see Kalamazoo. But it might have been worse. Everybody knows you never can tell just how things go. Looked mighty curious from the first. It's all right now, but it might have been worse. My gal to a fancy dress ball, and as we were all waltzing round the hall, I heard a big rip and I saw with a glance she was losing her desire to dance. But it might have been worse. Everybody knows you never can tell just how things go. Look mighty curious from the first. It's all right now, but it might have been worse. Oh, gal took sick just the other day. Doctor said she's gonna pass away. Well, I bought her a corset at the dry goods store, and she's in better shape now than she was before. Might have been worse. Everybody knows. Might have been tell just how things go. Looked mighty curious from the first. It's all right now, but it might have been worse. Well, old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her daughter a drink. When she looked for the rye, well, the cupboard was dry, and so was her daughter, I think. But it might have been worse. Everybody knows never can tell just how things go. And it looked mighty curious from the first. It's all right now, but it might have been worse. Oh, I bought me a suit of union underwear to keep me from the cold and the chilly air. Well, I wore it 6 months without exaggeration, and I couldn't get it off cause I lost the combination. But it might have been worse. Everybody knows you never can tell just how things go. Looked mighty curious from the first. It's all right now, but it might have been worse. I had a cow all dressed in silk. She fell down and she strained her milk. But my wife, she laughed and she thought it was a cinch to milk that cow with a monkey wrench. But it might have been worse. Everybody knows you never can tell just how things go. Looked mighty curious from the first. It's all right now, but it might have been worse. Yes, it's all right now, but it might have been worse. we're fortunate enough. We have people coming to Augusta from a long way. We have some people here from California and some people here from Massachusetts. And I've got two people in my class from Alaska. Four people in my class from Alaska. Far out. Far away. And who should show up here a couple days ago but one fellow from Germany and two people from Australia. And one of them, well, actually all three of them are musicians, but only one of them could be convinced to get up here and sing in front of a bunch of Yankees, because you see, we're all Yankees as far as they're concerned. And so this is John Krall. I made a joke, he was the Australian Krall, but this is John Krall.
Shuffle. A wombat, which you probably don't know anything about, is a small furry animal about that big. Sometimes they grow that big, sometimes even that big. And they're well known for the fact that they eat root and leaves. And this is a song, well, it's not a song, it's an instrumental. It goes more or less something like this. Thank you. Aussie Barracker over there in the corner, in case you didn't hear. I'd like to teach you a song that I wrote about a true life experience when I was working for the local government in the capacity of a groundsman. Now, a groundsman is someone who looks after sports grounds, and the particular job that I had, apart from little jobs, was making cricket pitches. Now, some of you probably haven't heard of cricket, or have you? Oh, you've all heard of cricket. Anyway, I used to make turf wickets, and this is a song that I wrote about it. And it's got lots of choruses, so you have to learn it really quick. And I don't play the guitar, because I haven't played for ages. Now, it's very easy, you'll pick it up. I'll just sing the chorus first. Oh, I should really explain some of the slang here. Just made a little list here. Do you have zinc cream over here? Do you know what zinc cream is? Nobody knows. It's a little white cream that you use to sort of... Yeah, they all know. Yeah, that's right. It's one down. There's a little instrument of torture which they issue you with, which is called a chipper. It's a sort of a two-headed chisel on a long stick which you knock out these lovely little weeds with all day when it's 110. About the only other thing that you might have trouble with is a magpie, which is just a black and white bird that makes a strange noise. Yeah, that's about it. Right. Oh, a groundsman's life, it is a jolly one, singing fall rye, riddle rye day. He rises early for to greet the morning sun, singing fall rye, riddle rye day. Got that? We'll try that. Very optimistic out there in the back row. Oh, a groundsman's life, it is a jolly one, singing fall rye, riddle rye day. He rises early for to greet the morning sun, singing fall rye, riddle rye day. Perfect.
Right.
Down at the depot, waiting for a truck, singing fall rye, riddle rye day. Some are sleep and standing, others playing pick me up, singing fall rye, riddle rye day. Good morning, Mr. Magpie, gargling in the tree, singing fall rye, riddle rye day. Wouldn't you rather be a groundsman just like me, singing fall rye, riddle rye day? Oh, a groundsman's life, it is a jolly one, singing fall rye, riddle rye day. He rises early for to greet the morning sun, singing fall rye, riddle rye day. Oh, we grow such lovely weeds, me boys, a pleasure for to see, singing fall rye, riddle rye day. It's out with the chipper, it fills my heart with glee, singing fall rye, riddle rye day. This is the second chorus, and it's chip, chip, chipping away, chipping at the weeds all day, chip, chip, chipping away, chipping at the weeds all day.
What's that lurking behind the old oak tree? Singing foam, rhyme, riddle, rye day. Why, it's Chuck the supervisor come to check on me. Singing foam, rhyme, riddle, rye day. And it's Chip, Chip, chipping away, chipping at the weeds all day, all day. Chip, chip, chipping away, chipping at the weeds all day. The cheeky kinder teacher, she gives me the eye, singing foam, rhyme, riddle, rye day. Says I to myself, I'll be there by and by, singing foam, rhyme, riddle, rye day. Oh, a groundsman's life, it is a jolly one, singing foam, rhyme, riddle, rye day. He rises early for to greet the morning sun, singing foam, rhyme, riddle, rye day. Now the sun's a fiery furnace, as some of you do know, singing foam, rhyme, riddle, rye day. Don't forget the zinc cream, especially on your nose, singing foam, rhyme, riddle, rye day. Keep going, keep going. Keep the rhythm going. That's it. But if it should sprinkle, sprinkle on our heads, singing foam, rye, it's ever so casual, we make a beeline for the shed, singing foam, rye, riddle, rye day. And it's snore, sneeze, snoring away, snoring in the shed all day, all day. Snore, snoring away, snoring in the shed all day. No, not finished yet. The sparrow, the starling, the swallow and the thrush, singing foam, rye, riddle, rye day. They all fly down around when it's time for lunch, singing foam, rye, riddle, rye day. And when we finish lunch, me boys, we're right full of cheer, singing foam, rye, riddle, rye day. With 10 meat pies and a pint of milk, singing foam, rye, riddle, rye day. Oh, a groundsman's life it is, singing foam, rye, riddle, rye day. Oh, the sun, it makes the grass grow, then we have to mow, singing foam, rye, riddle, rye day. Wouldn't it be lovely if it didn't grow, singing foam, rye, riddle, rye day. And it's mow, mow, mowing away, putt, putt, mowing at the grass all day, all day. Mow, mow, mowing away, mowing at the grass all day. We water the turf, then we bake it in the sun, singing foam, rye, riddle, rye day. Then we stick our finger in it for to see if it is done, singing foam, rye, riddle, rye day. Oh, the roller, she's a beauty, boy, she only weighs 3 tons, singing foam, rye, riddle, rye day. So flex your little finger, boys, there's work to be done, singing foam, rye, riddle, rye day. Oh, a groundsman's life, it is a jolly one, singing fall rye, riddle rye day. Singing fall rye, riddle rye day. Thanks very much.
Back to my room after class, a really perverted idea came to me. Now, I am not the first person to play fiddle and blues harmonica at the same time, but this is a song I really wanted to do tonight. And I usually play it on the fretless banjo, and I went out to my car, and it was so hot that the strings were lying flat against the neck because I had a skin head. Song I wrote on Christmas Eve this last year. I spent the greater part of Christmas Eve with a very special friend of mine named Roscoe Holcomb, who's a banjo player in Perry County, Kentucky. And Roscoe lives at the head of a hollow, and leading up the hollow is an old lumber camp called Daisy, Kentucky. And most of the people that live there now are coal miners. And for the Blue Diamond Coal Company, which is quite religious about not having unions in their coal company. In fact, this Stearns mine strike that you've heard about over in East Kentucky right now, that's been going on for about a year, and there's been a lot of shooting and everything, shooting machine gun bunkers and everything. I was over there a couple of weeks ago. It's like the 1920s over there. They're owned by the Blue Diamond Coal Company. So I was thinking about Christmas time for people who aren't quite as fortunate as we might happen to be. And just recalled a lot of conversations I had with people about such things. And I had Christmas dinner at Roscoe and Ethel's house, and then drove up to Cincinnati to Malcolm and Gray's house and spent the rest of the couple days with them. And I wrote, it was about a 7-hour drive from Roscoe's house to Malcolm and Gray's, and I wrote the song on the way. Right before I walked out the door, Roscoe and I were playing, and he was singing an old blues song that the Carter family had sung that went, "Today has been a lonesome day. Today has been a lonesome day. Today has been a lonesome day. Tomorrow seems like the same old way." So I took that chorus and wrote some verses to it. I'll teach you the chorus. It goes, "Today has been a lonesome day." Try that. "Today has been a lonesome day. Today 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 has been a lonesome day. Tomorrow looks like the same old way. Tomorrow looks like the same old way."